Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anjali and today is October 5th. Here are some top things to know before the market opens.
The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on October 5th as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 15 points. The BSE Sensex plummeted 286 points to 65,226, while Nifty 50 declined 93 points to 19,436 in the previous close and formed a small candle on the daily chart with almost identical open and close with long lower shadow. Technically, this pattern indicates the formation of doji or hammer-type candle pattern. Normally, the formation of such patterns after a reasonable decline or at key support signals comeback of bulls from the lower levels after the confirmation. Hence, a sustainable close above 19,500 is expected to confirm a short-term upside bounce for the market as per analysts. Moving on to international markets, US markets. US stock futures slipped on Wednesday evening as investors look ahead to key job data. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average slid 57 points or 0.2%, S&P 500 futures dropped 0.1%, while Nasdaq 100 futures also lost 0.1%. Shares of Corolex slid nearly 3% after the bell following guidance from the company for its fiscal first quarter that was much lower than consensus. The consumer goods company is calling for an adjusted loss ranging from 40 cents to 0 cents per share. In Wednesday's regular trading, the stocks ended the session higher. The S&P 500 added 0.81%, while the Dow rose 0.39% and snapped a three-day losing streak. The tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite was the outperformer of the three major averages, jumping 1.35%. Asian markets. Hong Kong stocks led Asia-Pacific markets lower on Tuesday in their return from a national day holiday on Monday. The city's benchmark Hang Seng Index closed 2.69% lower at 17,331, recovering slightly from earlier in the session when it was down more than 3%. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 traded 1.28% to close at 6,943 after the central bank held rates at 4.10% as expected by Reuters poll. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 dropped 1.64% to close at 31,237. South Korea and Chinese markets are closed for holidays. Oil prices. Oil fell by over $3 a barrel on Wednesday as demand fears stemming from macroeconomic headwinds offset pledges by the Saudi Arabia and Russia to continue crude output cuts to the end of 2023. Brent crude oil futures were down $3.30 or 3.63% to $87.62 a barrel, while US West Texas Intermediate crude fell $3.29 or $3.69% to $85.94. Dollar Index. The dollar index traded 0.06% lower in futures at 106.72, whereas the value of $1 hovered near ₹83.27. FII and DII. Foreign institutional investors offloaded shares worth ₹4,424 crore, while domestic institutional investors purchased shares worth ₹1,769 crore on October 4th. In other news, Corporate India's credit rating upgrades continue to outweigh downgrades in first half of financial year 2024. Corporate India's credit profile remained robust during April to September 2023, but the number of rating upgrades dropped in the period, according to the rating agencies. However, the number of corporates that saw credit rating upgrades in first half of financial year 2024 outweighed those that saw downgrades. The credit ratio, the proportion of the rating upgrades to downgrades in the first half of this fiscal, touched 1.91 from 2.19 in the second half of the last fiscal, according to CRISIL Ratings. When the ratio is greater than 1, upgrades outnumber downgrades. The rating agency upgraded 443 corporates and downgraded 232.
Moving on to stocks in focus. Hero MotoCorp, the world's largest manufacturer of motorcycles and scooters, is in focus as it has received 13,688 bookings for its newly launched flagship motorcycle Karizma XMR. Manish Seth has stepped down as the Chief Financial Officer of JM Financial. Punjab National Bank's quarter two numbers. The public sector lender has announced quarter two deposits growth by 9.7% year-on-year to ₹13.08 lakh crore. Global gross advances were up 13.8% at ₹9.4 lakh crore. Jammu Kashmir Bank's quarter two deposits, on the other hand, grew by 9.4% year-on-year to ₹1,26,589 crore. Gross advances increased 15.88% to ₹91,000 crore.
Meanwhile, PSU Bandhan Bank quarter two loans and advances were up 12.3% year-on-year at rupees 1.07 lakh crore, and total deposits of the company grew by 12.8% to rupees 1.12 lakh crore. Moving on to FMCG sector, Marico quarter two domestic volumes grew in low single digits year-on-year. International business delivered double-digit constant currency growth. Moving on to some mergers and acquisition developments. Healthcare Global Enterprises acquires SRCJ CBCC Cancer Hospital in Indore. SCG further plans to expand by adding 100 beds and state-of-the-art cancer diagnostic and treatment facility with an estimated operational timeline of 2 years. Nazara Technologies, Singapore subsidiary of Nordwind Gaming, a material subsidiary of Nazara Technologies, has acquired a 100% stake in game marketing agency PublishMe for $2 million from its existing shareholders Nazara Technologies and Osgur Ozalp. In our Voice of the Day segment, we have Stephen Hoffer, Managing Director and Chief Investment Strategist at LGT Bank Asia, giving his inputs on the global market outlook and whether recession is expected in the near term. Let's listen in.
Hello, it's my pleasure to talk about global financial markets in this podcast. I'll be focusing first and foremost on the U.S. economy. International investors are greatly concerned looking at the increase in the bond yield, especially as the 10-year approaches the 5% level. The big question for international investors on the U.S. is, will there be a recession in 2024? And more importantly, near term, can inflation come down? Our view at LGT is that disinflation in the U.S. is on course, and that we can actually have maybe one more 25 basis point increase in interest rates before rates begin to fall in 2024. A lot of the current fears seem to be misplaced, especially on the inflation front. Near term, it is true, however, that the recent increase in oil prices may bump headline inflation lower, but importantly, core inflation, which excludes energy and food prices, can continue to come down. So we think all in all on the US, it is still a good time to be constructive on that market over the next, say, 6 to 9 months. The other market which is attracting a lot of attention, in addition to, frankly, the Indian market, which is, of course, near all-time highs, but nevertheless, the medium-term outlook remains positive, is the Japanese market. The Japanese yen, in our view, is cheap, corporate profits are rising, and there is inflation in Japan for the first time in basically 25 years, which also feeds into asset price inflation. So that is also something worthwhile to consider. Lastly, on the topic of Europe, we need to recognize Germany and Italy are in recession, but these recessions are unique in the sense that there's very low levels of unemployment, so consumption can carry on. But relative to US and Europe, we think that relative to the US and Japan, Europe can be further down in the totem pole in terms of investing at this current stage.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to MoneyControl.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session, and we'll see you same time tomorrow.